Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everyone. This is another edition of the NWAC South Fast Break Show. We do this show every Tuesday night at 9:30 Pacific Time. Glad you're listening tonight. If you can't always listen live, you can certainly listen to the podcast at any time, taking the link for the show, or just go to NWAC South Fast Break Show on Blog Talk Radio, and you'll pick that up. I am Gregory Crawford. I host this show each week. You can follow me on Twitter at WC Hoops or at www.gregorycrawfordsports.wordpress.com, where I might add every Monday. No, not Monday. I'm one day ahead of time. I'm all mixed up with this crazy week. Every Sunday, I do the NWAC Sport Basketball Digest, where it's men and women, cover the teams, give you the power rankings. It's all about the NWAC and much more on www.gregorycrawfordsports.wordpress.com. On this show, we talk to four great coaches, four great human beings who are shaping the lives of young men and women way beyond the basketball floor. And we always start the show out with Trevor Hopp, the outstanding coach at Southwestern Oregon Community College. And I have a new little setup tonight, so I'm trying to get, I think, so I won't have any problems like last week. And let's get Trevor on, and there he is. How are you doing tonight, Trevor?
I'm doing great tonight, Greg. How are you?
Very good. Sorry we had a little mix-up last week, but we work our way through that. That happens in the radio business, no matter what outlet or modem that you're using. But how was your Christmas? You get a little break here, New Year's, but not much of a break as you arrive in Portland on Saturday, and you're going to face Clackamas.
Yeah, we actually did get a little break, though, with our team last week, and everybody was back yesterday, and we've had two good practices, spirited practices. We usually come back refreshed, and that's why we always like to take a break this time of year and give our guys a chance to recharge and get home and spend a little family time and things like that. So, this is a long week, though, because we're not in school, but we are practicing and excited about starting the Southern Region. And we start off, like you said, on the road at Clackamas, which is going to be a tough game for us. But, like I said, hopefully we'll have a few more good practices before we head up there.
And, Trevor, what do you want to accomplish in those practices besides having good practices?
Yeah, when you take a week off, it's about, a little bit about getting your legs back, getting some timing back, just getting everybody back on the same page and the energy there, the effort's there. So now we just need to get back, timing-wise and things like that, condition-wise. And, with 5 days, we should be able to do that.
Yeah, and Trevor, talk a little bit about we've talked about this last basketball season, but we haven't talked about it since you've had league play. You got a long trip up to Portland. How do you occupy your time, your team, yourself when you make that trip, when you're on the way to the site?
We'll be in our school's charter bus, so we usually get on there and somebody pops a movie in. I usually don't pay much attention to that. And some guys are sleeping. Some guys are on their phones or computers or things like that. But, we're used to being on the road. And that trip isn't a bad trip for us, really. We just kind of get up there and go and know that it's going to be about 4 hours. And usually, if you nod off and take a little nap, you open your eyes and you're just about there. So it's not that bad.
Now, is it true that Chavka Moonlights is the driver of that charter bus?
At one point he did, but now he's got other things going on a little bit bigger than that.
Who does drive that bus? Let's give him a little credit.
Or right now. Yeah, no, we have both. John Swanson has been our bus driver for years and just does an outstanding job and always has a clean bus and gets us there safe and sound. And he's been out a little bit with some injuries. And so I think we might have a substitute this Saturday. I'm not quite sure who it's going to be. So hopefully it will be a good one.
Very good. And it sounds like a nice way if you have to travel for 5 hours to do so. You've had many battles. I mean, just unbelievable battles against Clackamas, somewhat similar styles. And you just have to play hard every play to beat them.
Yeah, I mean, it's and we've been talking about this week. It's region play now, so everything's amped up. Everything's turned up. We know they're going to be ready, and you're right. They're playing fast, and they are so big, up front. So we definitely got our hands full. You're right. All we're going to do is kind of go out and play as fast as we can and as hard as we can for as long as we can. And we're just going to try to, control the things we can control. And we're hoping for a good game. It's always tough, but this is what conference play is all about. We're going to be saying the same thing about every game, how tough they are going to be. So it's exciting. We're just ready to go and want to get going in conference. And man, you just look at it. And all of us are going, okay, this is a tough game, this is a tough game, this is a tough game, and right on down the line. So it's going to be fun.
It is going to be a lot of fun. And, Trevor, when you talk about, I think we're all familiar with the term ramped up. What would be your definition of how this is ramped up as compared to what you've been doing in the months of November and December? Besides the every game is going to be every game, every game, every game.
Yeah, I think, some scouting comes in a little bit more. So even the first game, we might not know them, but definitely the second round. But, you can watch a little film. You can get to know the opponent a little better. There's just more of a sense of urgency. Not that there wasn't in November and December, but there is more in January and February. And everybody knows it. Everybody's on edge a little bit. I think concentration's up and everybody hopefully, it looks like, is also getting better this time of the year. We've all got, 12, 13, 14 games under our belt. And so execution gets better. Things like that are just going to be, amplified and it's just going to make the games a lot tougher.
Very good, Trevor. Happy New Year to you, your great family, all the animals that you help rescue. Happy New Year to them, and Happy New Year to Southwestern Oregon Community College and all the great people in Coos Bay. And I will see you in person on Saturday, and that's always a good thing.
Well, that is great, and Happy New Year to you and everybody up there, and I look forward to seeing you this weekend.
You betcha. That's Trevor Hopp, head coach. Men's coach at Southwest Oregon Community College. Now let's go to Bruce Chopka, who is the head men's coach at Lane Community College in Eugene, Oregon. Bruce, how you doing tonight? Well, I don't think we have Bruce there. I think we're going to have him right here. Bruce, how are you tonight?
Hey, can you hear me now?
I can. I got all these fancy new gadgets for Christmas, Bruce. I have a million followers. People around the world sending me stuff, and it's going to make this program three times better, the way it'll come across and everything. But this idiot, it takes me a little time to get used to him, so I apologize for last week and everything. But we're going to be rolling here. And you know what the good news is, Bruce? You're number two in the Crawford's power rankings, which just came out last Sunday, the best power rankings of anything in the NWAC.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, but I want to talk about last week. I kept calling in, trying to get a hold of you guys, and I finally got a hold of a show, but they were talking about cooking. So it was two guys talking about souffles and this and that. And I was like, there is no way this is Cliff or Coach Hoff or anybody. I was just cracking up laughing. So it's good to finally talk with you. Hopefully you had a good Christmas. And we did down here at Lane. And now we're in Weed, California, freezing to death down here. But we played last night and today, and we got another good one tomorrow. So we're happy to be on the road and enjoy the holidays on the road a little bit. It's sort of fun with Titan Nation. It's fun stuff.
Yeah, and, of course, that was Coach Wagner and I talking about going over the hospitality menu for the Clackamas invite. You just didn't quite catch on fast enough. How you been playing in California, Bruce?
You know, it's been a good trip so far for us. We got here night before last and played College of the Siskiyous last night at 7 p.m. and we were fortunate to beat them, and then we played right back, had a quick turnaround where we played this today at 2 o'clock. So we had to sort of get our guys situated last night and then get them up early for a shoot around. And we played a really good Shasta team today and had a really good second half. You know, it was good to – we had some guys – we played most of our bench to start the second half, and they brought a ton of energy and sort of a different vibe for us. I think the starters were a little tired, and it was good to see our bench come in and give us tons of energy and got us a nice lead. We were in the hole, and they fought back and got us a lead, and we never relinquished that lead the second half. So it was fun. You know, tomorrow we get to play a really good Butte College team, the home of Aaron Rodgers of the Green Bay Packer fame, and we play them at 1 o'clock. And I'll be honest, though, this is JUCO style. I don't know if my guys are more excited to play Butte at 1 or hit the In-N-Out Burger in Medford after the game. So we're going to try to get them situated tonight with a team meeting and get them more focused on Butte College than In-N-Out Burger. So hopefully we can be successful with that. You never know.
Well, maybe you can strike a deal with In-N-Out to do your hospitality for the DLJ Bates tournament next year. I mean, that I understand that.
After the game, so we're going to try to get them situated tonight with a team meeting and get them more focused on Butte College than In-N-Out Burger.
You remember
that? Hopefully we can be successful with that. You never know.
Well, maybe you can strike a deal with In-N-Out to do your hospitality for the DLJ Bates tournament next year. I mean, that.
We got a little feedback here.
So,
yeah, I can hear it. Yeah. That's good stuff.
And that's not my new technology. We got a little feedback there.
That's good stuff, Greg.
Nobody wants to listen to me do that all the time. You know what? Yeah, I'm gonna let you go here. Only because I think I'm in a little trouble, and I'm gonna go to Tony Broaddus right now, and Tony is the head men's coach at Portland Community College, and maybe Bruce will call back in. If not, we appreciate it. How are you doing tonight, Tony?
I'm doing good, Greg. Can you hear me? Good. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Thank you very much. I don't know what happened there with our little technology, but it was kind of interesting. Everybody loves In-N-Out Burgers, so they kept hearing that name. Maybe In-N-Out Burger will sponsor, and I could pay all you guys, but anyway,
hey Greg, let me first start by saying I apologize for missing the last show. I really, you know, I just feel bad, man. But I'm getting stuck around practice and getting guys home, and every now and then I'll get caught up. But man, I really respect the show, and I really appreciate you having it and doing the good stuff you do for our league. So I just wanted to apologize for missing that show.
No problem. I appreciate you saying that, and thank you. We're glad to have you on, Tony. And speaking of glad, I work real hard on my power rankings for the NWAC, and I had you on as the number three team in my power rankings that I come out with last Sunday, and I think it's well deserved. You guys are playing well.
We are, man. We are. We finally got everybody healthy and went into that Yakima tournament for the first time with all our guys, and we play really well. So we're getting better, and we've got a deep team. We got a lot of guys that can go and play different positions. So I like our guys. We did unfortunately get an injury with one of our guys. Darrell Nelson will be out a couple weeks, and he's a huge part of our team. But you know, that's how it is in team sports, and we got some guys that'll come in, and we'll hopefully get him healthy. And the Panthers we're ready to rock and roll, man. We're really excited to go in the league.
And Tony, something just gives me a funny feeling. I know Coach is playing one at a time, and I'm jumping way ahead here, but the way the NWAC South is going to be this year, so many tough teams. I have a feeling that maybe the winner of the NWAC is going to come out of the South, because you guys are all going to be battle-tested. As Trevor alluded to, every single night it's going to be unreal.
Yeah, I agree. I haven't seen all the teams, but the teams I've seen, and I know the coaches, it's going to be a war every night. Lynn Benton's much improved. I saw Clackamas last night, and wow, they were impressive. I did not know that they had that little point guard. He's pushing the ball up the court like 100 miles an hour. He's Muggsy Bogues all over again. This is going to be a fun season, and every night will be a battle, no doubt about it.
And, you know, when every night is a battle like that, if you're playing the games, you know, like a lot of leagues do, Friday, Saturday, Thursday, Saturday, it's really rugged. But in the NWAC, it's kind of nice because you play Wednesday, Saturday for the most part. You're going to play on Martin Luther King Day this year, but things are spaced out, and I think that helps with the tough competition in the league.
No doubt about it. It really does. It really does. You're playing tough teams, but you got days in between to prepare for each team. So that makes a big gives you a big advantage. Instead of one night to prepare or whatever, you at least got 2 days. And I was looking at our schedule today trying to make sure that we were going to have plenty of time to work on what we got to do to beat Clackamas, what we got to do to beat Chemeketa. You need those days in between to be able to prepare, and our schedule sets up beautifully for it.
Tony, you say you like your guys, and I know you've always talked about on this program about rebounding. You're never satisfied. That's what makes you a good coach. That's what makes any coach very good. But are you happy with your rebounding so far this year?
Yeah, so far we're on a really good pace. We're not giving up a whole lot of second shots, and we're good after it. So I'm excited. But, you know, again, our number one guy is hurt, so we'll see how we respond with him out, because he's just a savage on the glass. It was funny. We were at the tournament in Skagit Valley, and one of the coaches, I think the big man coach, comes to me and says, "Gosh, coach, what do you feed your guys? What do? You put raw meat on the backboards? Jiminy Christmas." Somehow that our guys just attacked the glass so hard. So it was a great compliment. And yeah, we emphasize it, no doubt. And you know, it's funny, I'm here at this Les Schwab tournament, and I'm watching these teams, and geez, these guys are going to the glass like maniacs, and tip dunks and everything.
Yeah, and you know, speaking of that, Tony, I noticed that players anymore that, you know, maybe this is too simplistic, but players that play well, they play every play on both ends of the floor. Then when they're tired, they come out and they take a rest. But they play as hard as they can, and I've seen so much of that this year that I'm so impressed with basketball players. And I think more and more players are learning all the time that you got to play hard every time you're out on the floor. You can't take a break.
You really can't. You got to value every possession. You got to give it everything. But you know what? I hate to say it, but I got some guys that I ought to bring you in and be a motivational speaker, because our guys don't play hard every play, and that's so frustrating. And but you got it to be a really good team. You need your whole team valuing every possession and giving it their all on every play, but it doesn't happen, unfortunately. But maybe it's a growing trend. So maybe we got to get Greg Crawford in to help our guys realize the importance of it.
Well, we kind of have an unwritten motto at Adventist Medical Center, Tony, where I worked at, that you have to be 100% every time. Because when you think about it, the alternative in a hospital is not good. And that should apply to business or athletics.
You're right. You're right. And there's so many. We do talk about all the time with our guys about how many folks would die to be in their position that they're in, or guys, young folks who have no arms or who can't walk, or just your guy in your class who's just not very talented but really loves the game. So, you know, knowing the fact that people wish they could be in their situation, that you owe it to yourself and to them and to everybody to give it all you got when you're out there.
Tony, in closing, who do you open up with in league play this Saturday? And once again, here we go. NWAC South, going to be unreal. If you're not going out to watch a game in the NWAC South this year, shame on you. And every game is going to be nightmarish, but fun.
Yeah, yes, indeed. We open with Lynn Benton at our place, 4 o'clock at Cascade, right on Killingsworth. And it should be a good game. They're much improved, and we owe them. You know, they beat us at the end of last year when we were kind of down last year, and we're ready to pay some people back from last year, no doubt. Starting this Saturday, we're going to go out there and play as hard as we can and try to get the win. That's our plan.
Tony, Happy New Year to you, your family, all the great family at Portland Community College, and everybody that's associated with you, and we'll talk to you again next Tuesday night.
All right, Greg. Take care. Thanks for
the support. You betcha. That's Tony Broaddus, the head men's coach at Clackamas Community College. And let me go to right here, and I'm going to see if this is Cliff Wagner at this number here. We're using some new technology. Is this you, Cliff?
It is indeed. I'm calling you from my office phone at Clackamas. We just finished a ball game against Everett, so I'm still here at the office, and this is my number.
Yeah, sorry, I got new technology, Cliff, and it's going to make our program, if it wasn't good before, which it was, it's going to make it even better, but I'm getting used to it with everybody. I apologize a little bit, but you have a great tournament going on, and before we talk about individually your games in the tournament, Cliff, such hard work, you know, everything just seems to be run flawlessly, and hats off to you. People love coming there.
Well, I appreciate that. If you're really going to doff the caps, though, they need to be tipped to Jim Martineau and Kayla Steen. They're the real people that run this tournament, and thankfully, all I need to do is try and, you know, coach the Clackamas Cougars and take care of business with the basketball end that way. So Jim and Kayla have done a fabulous job. The hospitality room's been great. The scores table, the game management, moving teams from place to place, and keeping things organized and running smoothly. That's all Jim and Kayla, so we really appreciate working with such thorough, professional people.
And I might add, keeping people informed about stuff. I saw Kayla, you know, telling somebody not only this is where you're going to be or this is what's going to happen here, and the whys. And we're getting more and more in society into the whys, and it's important. You not only got to give people the answer, but you got to tell them why. So hats off to both them. Hats off to Clackamas Community College, and hats off to you for continuing this tournament and doing a great job. Cliff, you had a great game last night against Tacoma, which is going to give so many people trouble in that western region. And tonight, describe the game tonight in your loss to Everett in your own words. I don't know quite what to ask you because they were a hot ball club, especially from the three-point line. And your team at times played very well and at times didn't play well.
I thought, you know, offensively we had a good ball game. I was disappointed with, you know, our defensive decision making. I thought we let some people shake loose that are really, you know, pretty purely catch shooters. So we didn't run them off the line. We didn't find them, and you know, they had two kids go. One kid was 4 for 5. One was 6 for 7. And we did a good job on their star offensive players. We did an excellent job. They had, you know, two guards averaging close to 40 between them, and we held them to, I think, 29, I think. So that part was good, but unfortunately, you got to pay attention to those other role players and not let them shake loose. So I thought that was the biggest difference in the game is we gave up some easy defensive baskets that we really should have corrected. And, you know, we make a couple more plays, and it's a one-possession game at the end instead of a three-possession game. But Everett's very good. When they shoot like that, they can beat probably anybody, but we're real proud of our kids. We played very hard, you know, again, back-to-back nights. We've only suited down 9 players last night and tonight again because we've got some kids missing. I thought our effort was really good. And, you know, offensively, I thought we had a good ball game. We had low turnovers. We shot the ball very well. We out-rebounded them by 12 or 14. And, you know, you look at the stats, you know, right down the line, and it looks like we win the ball game until you get to the three-point line. And they went, what were they, 16 for 30. So they were like 53%. And every time we tried to make a little run, it seemed like they hit a big three. So that's what we need to learn from that, more consistent defense. But I feel like we're making strides. I feel like, you know, last night against Tacoma was a very, very good NWAC ball game. And Tacoma's pretty darn good. They got Yakima by 30 today. I think they beat them 95 to 65. So we feel like we're making progress, and like everybody else, you know, we're trying to focus on league. We open this Saturday with SWAC here, and I know, you know, Trevor's always got his kids ready to go, so that'll be a good tough ball game to open up with. And we're going to play one more ball game tomorrow and try to get rested up and prepared for that league opener on Saturday, because that's the most important game of the season.
I might add, your great tournament concludes tomorrow with a game at 11. One, the championship game at 3. You'll play at 1 against a really solid Walla Walla team. Now, Cliff, your 40th year coaching basketball. In that game tomorrow, are you going to be – how are you looking at that game? Of course you want to win it, but is it also a good tune-up for SWAC on Saturday?
Well, yeah. Anytime you play a good ball club that's well coached and well organized, I feel like it's a good tune-up. So, you know, as I said tonight, we didn't do a very good job guarding the three-point line. And if you play Walla Walla and don't do a good job guarding the three-point line, you could get beat by 30. So we've got to do a much better job at the three-point line. We started out in sort of a special defense tonight, and it just didn't work very well. We didn't, you know, we hadn't had time to work on it much, and we thought it was a good idea, but we got ourselves down, and we battled back. We got to, you know, we had a two-point lead at halftime, and it was back and forth, 14 lead changes, 10 ties in the second half, and they made a couple plays down the stretch, and all of a sudden it's like, you know, we're down 8 with 2 minutes to go, and it's looking tough. But, you know, we had it at 6 at the 3-minute mark, and I was absolutely convinced that we were going to win the ball game. I mean, we were positive. We were focused. We were making plays on the offensive end. We were doing exactly what we needed to do on offense. But defensively, I just feel like we made too many miscues, and those are things we need to correct when the league starts.
Very good, Cliff. We will see you tomorrow again. Congratulations on another successful running of this tournament, and everybody at Clackamas, we'll see you tomorrow, 11, 1, and 3, and then we'll see you on Saturday at 4 o'clock in SWAC, preceded by the women's game at 2.
Thanks so much, Greg. Really appreciate, you know, you showing up and being at the games and all the things you do to promote basketball and especially promoting this tournament the last few days. Really, really appreciate it. We've had great crowds. It's been a lot of great basketball, and 3 more games tomorrow in Randall Hall.
Very good. Good night, Cliff Wagner, head men's coach at Clackamas Community College. Good night, listeners. Thanks for making this program so popular in 2015. We're going to keep rolling 2016. Happy New Year to everyone. And by the way, Happy New Year. That means we'll talk to you in 2016 next Tuesday night at 9:30. Get out and see NWAC basketball, because once you go see a game, you'll never stop going. Good night, everyone. And don't forget to make your free throws.